Hey, good morning, man. This is Mr. I Think Different, Antoine Royale. A very, very, very hot and humid morning in Philly right now. This shit is crazy. Yeah, but very hot, humid weather in Philly right now. It's cool old Saturday, man. I kind of like these mornings, man. I've been up since like 6 a.m. watching, you know, listening to the birds chirping and everything like that. But today, this segment, man, we're going to talk about alone time and how important it is to have alone time. And I was watching something with the guy Spiritual O, I think his name is, on YouTube, and how he was saying you was in the best position in life if you have no friends and, no, you know, you feel like the outcast, because people that are around in groups most of the time, they can't be themselves. They always got somebody asking them for something, wanting something. And you can't be your best self because you're receptive to a lot of people's energy. So you got to be careful with who you're around and who you share information with. You rather four quarters over 100 pennies any day, right? The people you're around has to be of quality. And people of quality are not always around each other all day, every day, burning each other out because they have to go out into the world to, you know, be the leaders that they are. If you don't have friends and family, then you're not meant to be a follower. You're meant to lead the pack. And if you're gonna lead the pack, you gotta get yourself right first. So leading the pack is a big deal. You know, the much given, much is required, but you have to have alone time and be alone. Some people like so weak. I have like people, like homies and relatives, that are so weak they can't sit by themselves. They gotta be in a group. They always gotta go out talking about their problems. I'm like, what fucking problems do you have when you got everything on your own? Now I understand emotional problems and everything like that, but where's your loneliness coming from? How about you sit alone and get used to being alone, and that way it's like you're not missing nothing. What are you missing? You know what I mean? Some people just want different things, and it's just like, I ain't into that. Like, I'm a chill guy. Like, I don't do too much going on. I'm more of a homebody, me. So I just know, like, I'm good with being by myself. I remember at one time, like, I had a whole bunch of homies that running around. I was a little younger. I'm getting all the stuff I wanted. But at the same time, I was crowding around people that were draining me of my energy, and they couldn't invest nothing back into me, nothing positive. I mean, we had fun times, but I'm made for more. I don't want to just be a worker. I'm creative. I want to be my best self. And that kind of set me back. And it set me back a few years. So losing part of myself, I had to take time. And, so what the higher power had to do was destroy to rebuild. So I had lost everything, been through the worst, got it, lost it. But certain, like, severance, certain, how can I say it? Certain people, it's like severance, you're supposed to cut. Like, so certain people, you just cut them off, you don't listen to them. You know what I mean? You got to know when it's time and seasons and reasons. And a lot of times we stay attached, and you shouldn't be attached all the time. But it's definitely something that we have to learn to master. We can still show compassion, but being detached a little bit so we can know how to move on easily. Sometimes your season with a person, they don't understand when the season ends because they're still emotionally attached. So you got to allow them that karma. That's not your karma, that's theirs. You already know what the higher power told you. Why are you defying your higher power? Because you don't want to hurt another human's feelings. Knowing if the shoe was on the other foot, they would have did it to you. And not saying go tick for tat or be petty, but be mature, spiritually mature. You're living in your higher self. That's who we're supposed to be. That's who you are. So you have standards. You have things that you want to do. If you got people trying to hold you back, they're not for you. You can sit in groups for a limited amount of time. No, me, I sit in groups for a limited amount of time, and then I exit off. If you're not on my energy wave or my same frequency, I can't fuck with you. You know what I mean? So all in all, if you're a person that feel like an outcast, you're not cool enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not hot enough, just know that you are. You are, but you're meant for something else, man. It's not your soul family. You get around your soul family, you're going to be popular in that world. You can create your own world. You got enough time to do what you want. It's nothing but space and time when you're by yourself to sort things out, get it together, know who you are, know what you want, push past the anxiety that and the problems that you have, but you can't put, because you can't push past it with other people. You see what I'm saying? And all the neediness and everything, like all that, that'll deflate, and it'll start to fall to a side. So just know that anything that you want or that you need, well, everything that you need is already provided. Everything that you want is on you. So anything extra, you got to work hard for. But whatever you need, you already know. Like, we got arms, we got limbs, we got a mouth to talk. We can, you know what I mean, gift or gab. When you learn business, you already know it's about the paperwork. It's a gift or gab. Money don't make money. Paperwork make money. Your gift or gab, your talent, your knowledge, your expertise makes money. So know how to conduct business in the game, and you can always, like, whatever you specialize in, you can promote it and make money, make a living off it. Whatever your passion is, that's your expertise, that's what you specialize in, you can make money off it. So it's a lot of things that we do, and we got to get it together sometimes, because we have to know what it is to be by ourselves, to be our highest selves, and do what we need to do to get on in life, because everybody ain't gonna be forever. And I know it's a little harsh, but you got to know that. Even with husbands and wives, sometimes a lot of people in marriage is just because they're comfortable, and that's what they're used to. Knowing that season been dead years back, but we follow societal ways and be like, oh, well, marriage is supposed to be forever. No, sometimes marriage ain't got nothing to do. Well, marriage ain't got nothing to do with it. Well, marriage as far as paperwork is a business. But if you talk about marriage as far as soul and connection, that's seasons and reasons too. You can have a 10 years with a person. You can have 15 years. You might have a twin flame that's forever, soulmate, whatever. But just know that you're going to have people come in and out of your life for a reason. So we got to think realistically, and not more like, morals are good and it's cool if you deal in morality, but you got to think realistically sometimes. Even if like a cheating situation, a lot of people, they be like, oh, there's no reason to cheat. And because you got cheated on, you hurting. But put yourself in that person's shoes. Now say if they was dealing with a lot of stress, you stressing them out, because we always blaming the person for cheating. It's not always cheating while people break up. And it's not always, oh, I just wanted it for people to cheat. And I'm not condoning cheating. Cheating is not cool, because if you in a committed relationship and you told somebody I'm with you and you only, then you supposed to stick to your word, be a man or woman of your word. But you know, a lot of times is we just got a little situation, and then because you got feelings and they go doing them, and it's like, oh my God, you cheated. No, you just like them. You and your feelings. Realistically, I ain't had nothing tied, no agreement to that. You know what I'm saying? So just know that it's not about control or possession. You can't control or possess anybody. You can only experience them and where it was and where your life was in that season of time. So I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I think different.